Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we go live to Dublin Road in Columbus, at where there is a driving range that used to be known as Bash. It's gone now, but he's standing there hitting golf balls anyways. His name is Tim May, and he is from Letterman Row, formerly the Columbus Dispatch. And it's only fall when you hear his voice asking questions in the postgame press conference at Ohio State. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Actually, you know, that driving range was replaced by, you know, what we all need, more mini storage units and an apartment building behind it. Just what the world needs more.
Can't have enough of those.
Which has made the driving range down the street at Sports Ohio even more crowded. You know, even more times they have to go to just the mats because the grass has been I don't know how they grow grass fast enough, actually, to even do that. But I know that's more than you wanted to hear.
No, NIL. They just pay the grass more money, and then they'll grow faster.
That's part of the perils of my life. I know the challenges of my life because I'm too cheap to join a country club. You know what I mean?
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with a little scholarship golf. You keep hanging out with Moose, you'll still continue to play
the greatest courses. Absolutely, buddy. We're playing Sunday in a scramble while football's being played. That's how dedicated we are, my brother.
I hear you. All right, Tim, let's go back to last week. I got to be honest, I'm a little disappointed that people don't value defense as much as they should. I mean, you were the number two team in the country. You beat the number five team in the country, 21-10. Your defense looked really, really good in the second half. And I was just kind of a little bummed out afterwards, like, oh, they're three. And then,
well, this is the thing, man. When you go to a thing, and there were fireworks, you know, before, during, and after the game, actual fireworks.
Yes.
But when you go to a game expecting fireworks, and really what stood out was more the security guards keeping the other team from scoring for the most part. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not going to leave there going, wow. You're going to leave there going, oh, well, that was impressive the way the defense has improved so dramatically from the last time you saw that defense. But offensively, they only scored 21. You know, they still won by 11 over the number five team in the country. But you know what? You know, that just doesn't meet my standards as a fan or even sports writers, you know, media and stuff. And, you know, obviously even Ryan Day would like to have scored, would like to have seen his team score a lot more points. But as I was talking about earlier today on another radio show, don't get mad, but I do.
Wait, what do you mean? What other radio? Are you cheating on us?
Exactly.
Wow.
So this is the radio show, but I do other radio shows. As I was pointing out, you know, two things Ryan Day wanted fixed on his football team from the last time you saw it was, number one, defense, put some D in the defense,
right?
Some F in the defense, I guess too, right? And then number two was to basically be able to run the ball when you want to run the ball. And in the second half, the last 20 minutes of that game, Ohio State dominated the last 20 minutes.
Anyone want to? The other thing, Tim, is no one mentions the fact that maybe the top wide receiver in the country was hurt and didn't really play in that game.
Well, I think we all mentioned. Andy, you got to start listening to other people.
I know.
Because a lot of people
Tim, you know
that
better.
During the game, much less after the game. But you know, what have you heard, you know, from guys like me and others, Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Egbuka? You know, Emeka Egbuka looked pretty damn good.
Yes, he did.
The biggest, most targeted guy after Jackson Smith and Jigba left the game. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. had a so-so 2022 debut after starting the Rose Bowl and having a great Rose Bowl. Emeka Egbuka did too. You know, that was the gift that Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson allowed to happen to Ohio State fans, was getting to see those guys get a game under their belt with C.J. Stroud before, you know, the next season started. But back to what you're saying, yeah, when you lose Jackson Smith and Jigba, it kind of changes the way that that defense probably had all kinds of plans ready to isolate and keep hermetically sealed, for want of another term, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and back off of that, you know, clearly after he was out of the game. But you know what? It bit him right in the hip pads, because third and 24 from the, third and 11 from the 24-yard line or whatever it was, Notre Dame sends both safeties for the first time all day late in the third quarter, about 18 seconds left, 13 when the play was over, and little known, basically hardly known, third-team wide receiver Xavier Johnson runs a post cut exactly the way he's supposed to when you see that coverage, and C.J. Stroud probably saw it before it ever happened, but he delivers a strike, and suddenly Ohio State goes ahead to stay. I mean, this wide receiver room that we've been talking about forever is quite deep, and that was on full display on that particular play. As Urban Meyer called it, we do this, Urban and I do this thing called Urban's Take with Tim May, but you know, mainly it's Urban's Take every week, and he's got these checkmate moments he wants to start pointing out in games. And in the Ohio State Notre Dame game, that was a checkmate moment, because Notre Dame never really recovered after falling behind there, and because the defense for Ohio State was really coming on. But, you know, I picked a score, I think, 48-23 or whatever it was on y'all's show. I think it was 45-23. I kind of sprinkled it around, you know, just so I'll be half right. And I was half right, you know, meaning how many points were scored. But Ohio State still won by the same percentage, basically, roughly. So,
that's all,
you know, Ryan Day was quite happy with that win and moving on.
Tim, you touched on something a bit ago that bugs me about
college. Wait a minute. I got to reach for the oxygen bottle. I've talked way too much on that answer.
No, you were good. Hey, this bugs me about college football, and you touched on it. You had number two against number five. Okay, I mean,
right.
Notre Dame's a good football team. And
right.
Ohio State played a good competitive football game against a good team and drops a spot in the polls. And the polls eventually are going to matter. So I don't get that. You know, I would think a good win against a good team where you had to compete is actually more valuable, you know, than a blowout win. And that's, I've never understood that. Will that ever change?
Ohio State had come from behind, obviously, to win that game. And but then, like you said, won by 11. But, you know, Georgia's win over Oregon was quite impressive. I'll give it up to them. The defending national champions replaced all those guys on defense, and boom, they came close to shutting Oregon out, really. So the thing is, I keep reminding people, in this age, you just got to be in the top four of the college football playoff committee's final poll, the college football playoff committee's final rankings, which don't even start until, like, what, late October. When it's all said and done, what's happening right now, you know, just goes on the shelf. But it goes on the shelf as a quality win. That's in my opinion, more quality win than Georgia's win. But if you go from 2-3 or 3-2, what's the damn difference, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you go, like, you know, Georgia maybe to 1 over Alabama. I mean, Alabama beat a always tough Utah State, you know, which had, what, beaten UConn the week before. But the bottom line is, you know, you're going to find out about these teams. You find out about Ohio State immediately out of the gate. That's what stands out about that game and what you're talking about. They played a big-time opponent, and Notre Dame, I think, is going to be pretty good this year. They played a big-time opponent right out of the gate, and they took care of business. They just didn't do it as spectacularly as some people expected. But that's the real folly of picking scores. I'm not picking scores anymore, so when we get to the end of this segment, I won't be picking a score.
Oh.
That
was Tim May from Letterman Row. He's no longer with us on the show.
Hey, that's not a New Year's vow. Well, I'll still tell you whether or not I think the spread's solid. But look at the spread last week. The spread was, the over-under was supposed to be 59 points, and it dropped to 56. The spread went from 17 to 16 on game day. Neither one of them were close, so not even close. So that just shows you even Vegas had a hard time figuring out, because you're still basing what you're thinking on the way the teams played the last time you saw them. And Notre Dame and Ohio State are totally different teams in so many respects than the last time you saw them play last year.
So, Tim, I think one of the reasons I love last week's game is because I don't care how much we talk about 12-team playoffs. I don't care about NIL. I don't care about any of that stuff. I love stories like Xavier Johnson last week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no scholarship until last year, fifth year, had talked about quitting, scores it. I mean, Tim, that's what college football should be, man. What a great, in a megalopolis of football teams across the country like Ohio State, there's still one of those great football stories like Xavier Johnson last week.
And there are several like that on that team. Lathan Ransom, the last time you saw him, he was getting carted off the Rose Bowl field. I even wrote a story about that for today for LettermanRow.com. He was getting toted off or carted off the Rose Bowl field with a basically double fracture. I mean, both bones in his lower leg there finally got it out. Broken. As Ryan Day said, that's about as gruesome as it gets, you know, and you're standing over the guy and you're feeling for the guy, you know, and the question isn't, you know, immediately isn't whether this guy's going to be able to play football in the season opener, which he did. It's, you know, will he walk without a hitch in his get-along, you know, I mean, ever. And he came back strong. So did Josh Proctor. But Josh Proctor was coming back from this very similar injury that he suffered in the Oregon game at the second game of the year last year. Josh Proctor started the game as safety. You saw him whiff on Lorenzo Styles Jr. after that desperation throw to the flat. And Lorenzo Styles Jr. went, 54 yards or whatever with it before he got tackled. But the next series, Lathan Ransom replaces him, a third-year player, and Lathan Ransom just played his heart out. I mean, just, wow, in my opinion, he was being talked about by Jim Knowles, the new defensive coordinator, and Perry Eliano, and even Ryan Day all through preseason camp. You got to see it. Same thing with Mike Hall. You know, second-year guy, but on the offensive line, Enoch Vimahi goes in for Matt Jones, spells him at the end of that 95-yard drive that sealed it. Matt Jones, a fifth-year player. Enoch Vimahi, I think, a fourth-year player. Those guys didn't opt to leave somewhere. They came back. I mean, there are a lot of those stories sprinkled in to this Ohio State football team, which makes it different from last year's team by a long shot.
Tim, as always, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to it. So 43.5, yes or no? I got 3 seconds.
It was 45. Now it's 43.5. I guess people are seeing more spunk in the Red Wolves than I am. But, I mean, I am seeing some spunk, but not enough. I think that's a good number.
All right, Tim. Thank you. We look forward to talking to you next week. That's good, man. That's better than a prediction.
Now the people listening can just do the math. Well, he said 43.5, so I'll go.
We don't do math on this show. We are not a math show.
I'll go with 52-7 or something. You know what I mean?
There you go. All right, Tim, hit him straight on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it. See you, fellas.
All right, make sure you're reading him all the time. Letterman Row, Tim May. He is the greatest, and, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.